Both the House and Senate will return next week following their congressional recess. Upon their return, the House leadership will be focused on determining whether and how to move their budget resolution for this year. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to explain what the budget debate will affect and also shares what the Council will be monitoring in Washington next week.
There continues to be a lot of discussion and disagreement over what the top line budget numbers should be, whether they remain with the level that was agreed to late last year as part of a two-year budget agreement, or if they give in to the push by some on the far right conservative members to try to lower that top line number. The outcome of that budget debate will have an impact on this year's appropriations process as the Appropriations Committee begins to try to put together their 12 individual funding bills that need to be approved by the 1st of October before the start of the new fiscal year.
Given the shortened legislative calendar this year because of the presidential election,
as well as the Republican and Democratic conventions that will be occurring in late July, the legislative days are really numbered for Congress to be able to get completed the must-do items such as the appropriations bills. So we'll be closely following this budget debate, particularly in the House where it will originate, and then see whether or not a budget moves through the Senate and how that impacts the start of this year's appropriations cycle.
Also next week, Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack will be testifying before the House Agriculture Committee to provide an update from USDA on their perspective on the status of the rural economy.
We expect at the hearing for the secretary to hear a lot from a number of members on the committee that represent cotton producing districts. We'll be asking him questions about his recent decision not to designate cottonseed as another oil seed to make it eligible for certain farm bill programs. We'll be working with a number of those congressional offices in preparation for the hearing so that they can use this opportunity to continue to highlight to Secretary Vilsack the significant need and stress that is currently taking place across the Cotton Belt and the need for assistance by USDA.